Right now, I'm joined in the booth by Emily Esplin. Hi, Emily.
Kia ora, how's it going?
Oh, wait, let me just get the mic on. I forgot. Okay, now it's on. Say hi.
Kia ora, how's it going?
This happens every time. It's going great. How are you?
I'm feeling sweaty.
Right after that live performance?
Yeah.
It sounded very good.
Thank you.
You've got an amazing voice.
Thank you. That's kind.
Yeah. So, do you just want to talk a little bit about the songs that you just played?
Yeah. So, I played 4 songs, which are part of an EP that will be coming out later this year.
Ooh.
Secrets. Exciting. Yeah. Pretty exciting. And they're called Paranoia, Cyber Terror, Untitled, and Eat Me Alive, which Eat Me Alive is out in the world.
So is that your first single?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. How was that when you released it? How did that feel?
Oh, I got a little emotional, to be fair, because I have been wanting to put music out for ever. And it's the song is very special because I made all of it.
Wow.
And yeah. Yeah.
That's very impressive. Yeah.
Thank you.
How long have you been playing guitar for?
I taught myself when I was 14, and then I sort of just I don't really know anything about the guitar, to be fair.
John Lennon or
no, for real.
Classic, just you'd never learned, just vibed it out.
Yeah, I just follow my heart. No, I figured out what open tunings were, and then I've never looked back.
That's all you need.
Seriously.
Yeah. Do you have any major inspirations that inspire your songwriting?
Oh, Phoebe Bridges.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can hear that for sure.
Ugh, I love her. I want to be her friend.
Amazing voice.
In a normal way, not in a weird parasocial way.
No, I get that.
No, for real. Lorde and also Julia Jacqueline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's also great.
I love Julia.
Yeah.
So freaking cool.
So I saw you play with Anisafa a few weeks ago.
Yes.
Which was a very good gig at Pearl Diver.
It was fun.
I was just wondering if you have any other artists in Dunedin or just New Zealand that you'd love to play alongside or have open for you.
Oh my God. Well, I love playing alongside Pearly and Ivy.
Yeah.
They're very fun.
They're both great.
They're amazing. They're my favorite bands in New Zealand.
Totally.
But I know that she's not actually based in New Zealand, but she's still Kiwi. I would just die to open for Molly Payton.
Yeah.
I, like...
Where does she live now? Is it Australia?
I think London.
Oh, London.
I'm pretty sure.
Well, yeah.
But, she's so cool. And I just, her album, Yoyota, I think that's how you
yes.
say it, is just,
yeah.
That was the soundtrack of my year last year. So good. Yeah.
No, yeah, I mean, that is... It's such a good album as well.
Mm.
So is this your first time doing a live to air for Radio 1?
Yes. This has been something that I've wanted to do for ages. It's very special.
Yeah, we've got a nice little setup here.
Yeah, I love the CDs. It's very tiny disc.
Yeah, it is. I think we do have live to airs in the booth sometimes. We had one just a couple weeks ago, some noise rock.
Cool.
But yeah, I think the library needs a bit of updating. One of the older DJs, from, maybe a decade ago or so, came in and was like, oh yeah, these CDs are just the exact same ones that were here when I was DJing.
That's crazy.
But that's just how you know that it's full of classics.
Exactly. I saw lots of Sonic Youth.
Yeah.
Classic.
No, we've got some really, really good ones in there.
That's
I just love
awesome.
Digging them out. Though I haven't checked the vinyl collection.
What's your favorite CD in the collection?
They have, I often go to find the Bjork CDs, because I love Bjork.
Oh, I need to get into Bjork.
You haven't?
No.
You should. Bjork
She's
is
on my radar.
Bjork is the artist that I use as my litmus test for if
Yo!
People have music taste.
Oh, that's awesome.
If they don't like Bjork, I know there's just something off.
No, something's
them.
Wrong
something,
there.
Yeah. Exactly.
Awesome.
Do you have an artist like that?
I think, honestly... It sort of changes. I think, for the most part, it will be Phoebe.
Yeah.
But, I really love Dijon and McGee as well.
Oh, I haven't heard of them.
Ooh, Dijon, so good. Listen to his album, absolutely. They're both based in America.
How do you spell that? Maybe we can play some after this.
Dijon.
All right.
And Many Times is, fantastic song. And McGee... It's really, really good. I'm trying to think of a song. Maybe Rockman.
Rockman
is real good.
Rockman by McGee.
Yeah. It's like, yeah.
Oh, that's right. That's how you pronounce it.
Yes.
I never knew. I thought it was MKG. That's almost just Machine Gun Kelly, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's getting close to it. But yeah, not real good, really good artists.
Yeah, no, they're very, very good. Do you have any upcoming performances or anything you'd like to plug?
Ooh, what have I got going on?
Or just anything you're excited about in general?
Well, I'm really excited about my single that came out last week.
Yeah, go listen to it. Where can you find it?
On Spotify and Apple Music, and I believe it's on basically everything.
Do you have a Bandcamp?
Oh, not that yet. I should probably something about that.
I think that's all of the funding goes to you, right? If you get it on Bandcamp.
Oh, it's damn. Not like that. I should probably get in. Yeah, I should probably clock into that one.
Yeah.
Clock into Bandcamp.
But yeah, go stream Eat Me Alive by Emily Espin. It's very good.
It's fun. Hey, no pressure, but if you want to get weird with it, listen to Eat Me Alive.
100%. And keep an eye out on future releases.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, it's been a pleasure having you in Radio 1 today.
Thank you so much
for
having
me. It's
very
nice to meet you.
It's lovely to meet you too. That was the Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.